Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Wednesday, the Houston media asked questions of quarterback David Garrard and head coach Jack Del Rio of the Jacksonville Jaguars. David Garrard took questions first via a conference call.
One of the issues over here right now is, a lot was done during the offseason to improve the Texans' pass rush, but they, the guys simply aren't getting to the quarterback. They didn't get to you in the first game. Do you still, however, game plan for Mario Williams? Even if he doesn't have a prodigious number of sacks, is it still
a... he's still a dynamic player, and you've always got the moment you don't account for him is the game that you just you give up five sacks to him, and I think that's what probably teams are doing more and more, and definitely what we're doing. But I thought you guys got to me quite a few times. I might not have had the ball in my hand, but
So
you guys got a lot of pressure on me.
So you're saying you did get hit a couple times?
I did get hit a couple times.
No official sacks.
No. I usually like try to get the ball out of my hands or gain a couple yards out of it. But you guys still do a pretty good job of closing that pocket.
You're playing with you've got some young people in the offensive line. That's always a challenge for a quarterback, right?
It absolutely is. You guys can go back to when you guys were there with David Carr, and just having young guys on that line. You can definitely see what happens. But I still have confidence in these guys. And the thing is they dominate so well for the majority part of the game. It's just always a player or two here where the guy just is either just not doesn't have that. Experience in some of the moves that the guys put on them, they will be susceptible to a couple moves here and there. Even then, I still have to do a good job of protecting the ball. And I've been blessed with some decent legs to get out of trouble. So if I can help them out, I know sometimes that's going to happen. But more and more they grow, more and more they grow with me. They will understand the things that they have to do to keep me clean.
Well, Maurice is taking a little of the heat off, right? So he's having. Can you reflect on the season he's having?
Yeah, Maurice is just playing like a monster, like he always is, and how he always does. Very happy that I'm his teammate and I get to hand the ball off to him and watch him run. He does a great job. He also does a great job coming out of the backfield and catching passes too. That's one area I want to make sure I do better at, is getting the ball to him. And check downs and things like that, because a lot of times they're real soft with it underneath check down, and I have to do a good job of finding the lanes for him. It's sometimes it is tough getting it to him, but he's exceptional when he has the ball in his hands.
How impressed are you with what Maurice has been able to do with his first year without Fred Taylor?
You know what? I knew Maurice would be able to do this. I knew he would have a very, very productive year. Not that I think he would, lead the league and touchdowns and all those things. I didn't know that, but I knew he had the ability to. And I'm really happy that he is able to show his durability and show that he doesn't have to have multiple backs back there with him, helping him out, taking some of the load off him. Now we definitely take care of him during a week, which he deserves, but he's showing when it's game time he's going to step up and make the plays for us.
You guys are very much in the playoff hunt at 6-5, but you don't seem to be getting a lot of attention. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think more we win, more and more attention we'll get. I think what happens to us is we do good in spurts, and then we'll let one get away from us and have an untimely loss, and so that is what's been just kind of killing us. We've been that what Boomer has always said. We've been so you kind of get lost in the shuffle. But if we just will continue to win, and from here on out we have to win, just to keep pace with everybody. So but more and more we do that, the better things will get for us around here.
Does it bother you or motivate you at all that you guys aren't getting a lot of credit around the league, around the country?
Well, it doesn't bother me. I don't care, but winning ball games is really all that I care about, and I know we've been here before, just like in 07 when nobody really respected us, nobody gave us any attention, and we just kept on doing our job and kept on playing ball. Attention will come, and it comes quickly. So there's no need to be hung up on why you're not getting any attention. You keep winning ball games, so all that attention will come to you.
What about the again, the lack of support from your own fans, the empty seats in the stadium? How depressing is that?
You know, once again, it's not depressing. I'm in the NFL. I get to suit up and play the Texans and all these great teams in the NFL, so I'm never going to get depressed about something like that. This is definitely a blessing, and I'm very fortunate to be here. But you definitely still want to have that fan support, and you want your fans to come out and in droves and fill out the stadium and all that good stuff. And once again, just like with national attention, you keep winning, they'll show up. Just like the movie, if you build it, they will come. If you win, they will come.
By and large, the Texans defense has gotten a lot better against the run since the last time you guys played them. But what have you noticed they're doing better as a defense?
Well, we've kind of been watching them in there, and they're just being more they're definitely being more stout, but they're not mixing coverages so much. They're not playing nearly as much man coverage. So they're able to, stay in their gaps, and everybody knows exactly what they're doing. Guys aren't confused, and guys aren't giving up any big plays. So with that, when you got a lot of man coverage and you're blitzing guys, left and right, you can have big losses, but then you can have big plays on you too. So they're playing more zone and not running so many different coverages. So it's allowing guys to know exactly what they got and where they should be, and guys are staying in position and just playing ball. They're able to play faster, basically, is what's happening.
Are you surprised that they're sitting here 5-6 right now?
You know what? The way that you guys definitely play on offense, the offense is always putting up a lot of points, and it just seems like defensively you guys are always doing a good job defensively too. Yeah, it is surprising, because we feel like you guys are kind of in the same mode as us, just always scrappy and always determined and always pulling out big wins, but never just coming out of the gate and doing a Colts or a Saints, or Minnesota, where we're just running through everybody. It just seems like we always have those games where did we wake up out of the bed today?
An uphill battle.
Yeah, exactly. That's unfortunate, but the thing is, we're both scrappy teams, and neither one of these teams give up ever during the season.
You've gone against D'Amico Ryans for a couple of years now. What do you think about the job that Brian Cushing's done this season as a rookie?
You know what? He's done a great job, and watching film, we've just seen him grow more and more each game. When we played them, they weren't lining them up out over receivers in a slot, that kind of stuff. They were a little scared at first, but now he's doing everything. He's getting more and more confident. He's got a nice little swagger about him. He even pulled off a little dance and I think it was the Tennessee game, which was I was trying to figure out what he was doing, but maybe that's a USC West Coast thing, but he's definitely got a swagger about him, and I know he's in running for Rookie Defensive Player of the Year, so he definitely got the tools and the talent. We definitely have to have an eye on him, and I saw him get that interception last week, he's doing a better job in his zone coverages, which is telling me that I need to make sure I know where 56 is.
Jack Del Rio was after his quarterback, and this is what he answered.
One of the issues over here currently is Texans' lack of pass rush, but do you still game plan Mario Williams like he's one of the elite rushers in the league?
Worried about our own pass rush right now. Are you kidding me?
I have noticed some similarities.
No, he's a big, strong, talented football player, and he's not the only one in that front. So we're definitely getting ourselves ready to take on the challenge that we have. We know coming in Sunday.
Two teams have surprisingly similar years. You're separated by a game. How do you feel your team has performed based on your expectations, and are you surprised that the Texans are sitting here under 500?
Well, I think our division is stronger than maybe the records would indicate. I think that Tennessee has proven that the last 5 weeks. I think Houston has proven that over different periods of this season. I think we have as well. I just, you know, Indy's run out in front again, which they've made a habit of. And there's big separation there, but I really believe that our division is strong from top to bottom.
Can you reflect a little on the season that Maurice is having, kind of the first season where he is the guy?
Yeah, he's done a nice job. You know, we made the move in the off season to feature him, and yeah, he's just done a great job with the added opportunities, and he's a threat, you know, not only running the ball but catching the ball out of the backfield, and is a terrific blocker. So, I mean, he's really put together a heck of a year for us.
I mean, you, and obviously you thought he could do it, or you wouldn't have made the move you did in the offseason, right?
Right, right. No, it just kind of validates, you know, what we thought and what we saw in him, and he's a terrific young man. He's got the heart of a champion, and really like the way he's playing.
What do you think about the development of your two rookie offensive tackles this season?
Well, they've had their moments. I mean, I think, you know, they got thrown into the fire right away. They got the start on the road to open the season in Indianapolis. They've battled on. They're getting better. You know, last week as a group, as a whole, we weren't real good up front, and it made it difficult for us. But they're good young players, and they're going to have bright futures here.
You guys are sitting at 6-5 right now in that second wild card spot, but it doesn't seem like you're getting a lot of attention or credit from people around the country. Does that, do you use that as a motivational tactic? Does that bother you at all?
No, I don't really think about it much. I mean, you know, we know who we are. We know, you know, what needs to be done here in December and to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, we're just focusing right now on taking on those Texans.